We're going to be looking at electricity and how we can monitor the usage of our appliances and various devices throughout our household or business. And we're going to learn how to evaluate the cost of running these devices. Henry, Sasha, what devices would you say in your house would use the most electricity?
My computer.
The most, yeah, probably my TV.
Your TV?
I think so. Like the most as far as phantom load or the most as far as like what gets
on? Oh, yeah, there is the phantom power as well, yeah. Where if it's off, it's still seeping.
Right.
It's a vampire.
I'm crazy about that, so I unplug everything after I use it. Right?
Hey, why not?
So, but I don't unplug my TV.
Okay.
Right? So I think that it'd probably be my TV.
It's
everything
always
else,
running.
It's always plugged in. Oh, and my fridge. So
fridge is...
Maybe my fridge.
Freezers.
My fridge or my TV.
Well, I've got, you know, we are a family of five. I've got an upright freezer in the basement.
Oh, that'll
I've got
it.
A full-sized fridge in the kitchen. I've got all kinds of those kinds of hydrant devices. And we've got the central air and all that kind of stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So... Nest is really helping us to cut down on our costs with the air conditioning and the heating.
All right.
And it's working. It really is working.
Right.
And we're starting to see an impact there. And that's because Nest gives us monthly reports to show us how our usage is doing. So I've had now with the transition from winter to spring and now the kind of summer weather, we have just left everything turned off. And so it's really cool seeing our Nest report come in saying we've used no energy.
Wow.
From our furnace and AC.
That's cool.
It's like a game in real life. That's what you're doing. It's like playing a game in real life.
It kind of is. And when you know this information, this is a thermostat, a smart thermostat. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because I can bring it up on my phone and I can see it from anywhere and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
It's awesome.
But when we know this information, when we know how our usage is affecting our electricity bill, it can really, really help us to control our usage, make some decisions so that we can cut down on the cost.
Okay.
Here in Ontario, Canada, energy bills, as you probably have heard through your local news source, are through the roof.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It's pretty bad.
So we set out to say, okay, how can we figure out what appliances in our house are draining our electricity and costing us money? So we're not really thinking too much today about phantom power. We're thinking more about, you know, what devices in the house are really costing me money on an ongoing basis.
Right.
Because realistically, the trickle of a vampire power source might be a couple of cents a month, if that.
In my mind, it's so much more.
Goodbye, pack of gum.
The first thing that I did was I measured the light bulbs in my kitchen.
Okay.
Because we have under cabinet lights.
Right.
And I thought, well, this would be a good place to start. So I did it, and it was costing like 70 cents a month or maybe 48 cents or something so negligible that I didn't write it down.
Okay, yeah.
Don't
worry about it.
So how did I do that, and what is involved in doing that? Well, we've got a product. The one that we're reviewing tonight, the one that we're looking at, is branded as RioRand. So, you know, it's probably something that's, let's see, I'm guessing it's like a China-built kind of thing, because you find it, you know, if you go to Amazon.ca, it's RioRand. If you go to .com, it's a different brand, but the same product. You know, these products where they rebrand all the time. But the product itself is awesome. Have you ever heard of Kilowatt? Kilowatt is very, very similar to this, but I'm going to tell you what's different. First of all, both this and the Kilowatt, you plug this into your outlet. Let's pull it out so that I can show you.
Too bad we don't have a Zoom this week.
Oh, I do. I do. I have an overhead camera.
Oh!
So if you want to see it. Okay? So as simple as it is, it's just a device like this. You plug this into your wall, and you plug your device into this. So the Kilowatt, this is probably the most popular model of something like this.
Okay.
It's like a power meter. The Kilowatt loses the memory as soon as you unplug it.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have a built-in battery or built-in, it doesn't remember the stuff. So when you plug this into your fridge and you leave it plugged in for an hour or 10 hours or whatever you want to measure, when it's really tough to get in behind a fridge.
Right.
So it's a good example of where this particular device with the 3.6 volt built-in rechargeable battery makes a lot more sense, because then I can get in behind the fridge where I'm like going like this. I can unplug it, and then I can pull it out and look at the meter.
Right.
And not User-friendly. Lose everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cheap device. You can get it at cat5.tv/energy, and there you'll see that it's available on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca through our links, but also Amazon.co.uk. So you see this is a 120-volt. The .co.uk version is 230 to 250, so it'll work fine with your appliances.
Your
there in
crazy
the UK.
Appliances.
Cool. Yeah, okay. So, first of all, I plugged it in, as I said, to my lamps. They didn't really generate any, they didn't use any energy to write home about. So, I started going around the house to various devices.
Right.
And we're going to look at how those devices performed, if you will.
Okay.
What kind of money they cost me on an ongoing basis. And then we'll look at how the device works. Before we get into that, though, I want to refer to an email that we received from Orange Man as we're looking at our power consumption and the cost of power consumption. Maybe, Sasha, if you could read Orange Man's email. And thank you for contacting us, Orange
Man. I'd love to. Okay, so Orange Man says, a few weeks ago we had a knock on the door. It was an electricity board engineer here to change our old meter to a digital one. When he finished the job, I asked him what would happen to the old meter, and he told me they put it in a big pile and they're left to rust. So I asked if I could keep it instead, and he let me. So with the help of my friend Mervin, who is an electrician, I wired it up to my Linux servers and now measure the amount of watts used per hour. Turns out the servers only use 80 watts an hour when idle and at 180 when I'm using them. As a side note, Mervin has since suffered a heart attack but is recovering well. Our thoughts are with him and his family.
We're not all as handy as Mervin and Orange Man. I'm not. And even, you know, being the mathematical genius that you have to be to say, okay, how much is a kilowatt hour? How many watts are working into this equation? And you look at videos on YouTube and some professor with a chalkboard has got his equation up.
The
and
entire wall.
Carry the one. And yeah, it can get complicated. So here's another advantage to this particular product from cat5.tv/energy. Not to sound like a sales pitch, this is not Slap Chop. This is just, I want you to know where you can get the proper product, because there are tons that look very, very similar.
Okay? Right.
Okay.
So one of the advantages is that this has a button right here.
A button?
Cost.
Oh.
So we can actually figure out in the device how much our electricity usage is costing
That's
us.
So wow. Ideal.
Uh-huh. So first of all, I plugged it into my freezer at home. We've got the upright freezer, and it was using energy, but not a whole lot. I wasn't too overly concerned. Then plugged it into my fridge because we thought, hey, maybe our fridge is not very efficient. It came with the house, and it's not, you know, it's not in the best of shape. And so after running it, so what I did is I plugged it in, and first of all, we need to know the cost per kilowatt hour.
Right.
How can this thing figure out how much the electricity costs if it doesn't know our overall, like, what is the government charging us?
Magic.
Yeah. Just like that.
Just like that it knows.
So I pulled out our PowerStream bill, and this bill has our breakdown for the month. And next to our electricity usage, you see the kilowatt hour cost, which is 18 cents per kilowatt hour here in Ontario. So we also have off-peak hours and things like that.
Exactly.
So if you want to know how much it costs off-peak, then you can factor that in as well.
Okay.
But for the sake of my knowing how much this is costing me, I really want to use, here's what it's realistically costing me
like
the worst-case scenario.
Worst-case scenario. Yeah. Something like a fridge, it's running on-peak and off-peak, so you might as well.
Yes. Yeah. So on-peak is 18 cents per hour, per kilowatt hour, versus 13 cents during winter mid-peak. And I guess it's going to fluctuate. It's going to change here and there. So how do we do this? Okay, so first of all, this device, we just simply need to tell it. I got to figure out all my buttons here. I got so many buttons.
So many buttons.
So many buttons. Okay, so now do keep in mind, this is not plugged in, but because of that built-in battery, it does have all of the information loaded. And
it's
this
alive.
Information we're going to come up to. But if I push the cost button, you can see I've set that to my 18 cents. To configure that, I'm just going to hold my cost button down, and it will start flashing. Well, let's see. There we go. So now press function, and you can navigate function again to move because we're not into the dollar, we're into one, so I can go down for zero, up for one, and then hit function again to get to the eight, and I can change that accordingly. So it's very, very accurate to my bill because I'm setting the kilowatt cost that the government is charging me. So my fridge, the math came through after. So what I did is I ran it for 54 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right.
On my fridge.
Okay.
Right.
So went and watched a show with my wife and then came back and unplugged it. And because it's got the battery, I could do that. And it's great.
Whew.
So it shows us the low was 11.1 watts. The high was 794.4. So not terrible. Less than a computer that's got some power behind it. But in 54 minutes and 20 seconds, it cost me 2 cents.
Oh.
2 cents.
2 cents in an... Okay.
In about an hour.
So 2 cents an hour to refrigerate.
So, to refrigerate, so keep my food cold. It's not a lot of money.
So 48 cents a day, right?
It's not much, eh?
48 cents a day.
That's it. So factor that into the month. Let's grab a calculator here so that we can start doing some actual math. Okay, so we've got 60 divided by 54.2, because that's approximately how long. 54 minutes and 20 seconds is not actually 0.2, but it's close enough. So that's 1.1 and some change. So multiply that by my cost will give me the hourly. So 0.02. So my hourly cost is about 2.2 cents. So if we take that and multiply that by a day, so 24 hours, 24, is about 53 cents per day.
Okay.
Okay. So not anything to write home about. Multiply that by, you know, say 31 for a month, is costing me anywhere between about $15 to $16, $16.50 per month to have my fridge running.
That's worth it.
It's absolutely
worth it. For cool food,
and now I know. Now I know my fridge is actually not costing me a whole lot of money. So when I get that $180 electricity bill, my fridge is not really a huge part of that.
That's
so
interesting.
Now, my unit only plugs into 110, 120 outlets, so I can't plug this into, like, my washing machine that's 240.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So there are other devices in order to do that, but for this one, I can only do the appliances that plug into a standard 110, 120 outlet.
Okay.
Wow.
So next up, I thought, okay, what else do I have in my house that's possibly using some electricity?
Hair dryer?
You said it. No. Because hair dryer, you're only using for a few minutes and then you turn it off, right?
Stargate uses a lot of electricity.
My Stargate does.
You just get here and, like, transport.
Nice.
Oh, like your computer, TV?
The computer. The computers.
It's like the sucker of...
My Unraid server is pretty big. It's got, I think, 8 or 9 hard drives in it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's got 2 Xeon processors.
Oh, no. How much is... Oh.
2 great big honking Intel fans, a great big chassis.
You don't need to, like, have a heater at your house. You just get your, like, computer and, like, your RAID set up just to heat your house for you.
You don't even know the half of it. It's in it's in a rough-in in our basement, and in that rough-in, it is significantly warmer than the rest of the house. Absolutely.
It sounds like a sauna room. That's nice.
How much minus is... I'm humidity. So interested.
I run 2 servers at home. One of them is our Unraid server, which is our file storage, all of our family photos and family stuff, plus all of the Category 5 backups go there because it's off-site from the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of space, so that's why we need so many hard drives. Then we have a game server for the kids to play on as well, so they can connect and do LAN games and stuff with their friends at the house. So those 2 systems are running, and I plugged this in.
Uh-oh.
And this is where, you know, this is the disclaimer. Sweetheart, if you're watching, I want you to turn off the show.
Oh, no.
I don't want you to see what this is costing us.
Hi, the dog.
Yeah. I think I found it. Uh-oh. And this is where this device is amazing. I would never know. I know that my computer's probably using a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was this bad.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Okay, so I've still got the memory in here from before when I left. And you see 71 cents is the cost. at 18 cents. How long was it running? I turned it on this morning and unplugged it when I came to the studio. 8 hours and 30 minutes. 8 hours and 30 minutes.
Huh. Okay.
Let's see the cost of that.
It's going to be a little bit more expensive than a refrigerator.
A little bit. Okay, so 8 hours and 29 minutes. Let's say that. So that's 8.5 hours. 8.5 hours is 0.71. So 24 hours divided by 8.5 is the equivalent of 2.82. What would be the math of this? So 71 cents for every 8.29 hours. So 8.29 divided by...
Couldn't you divide 71 by the 8.29 to get the cost of 1 hour and then times it by...
71 cents, 0.71. I hate doing math live.
I hate doing math also, but
I know.
Like find the cost of 1 hour. You divide the amount by the... Yeah.
So 8.29?
Yeah.
Dot 71 divided by 8.29. Do you think so?
I think so.
0.8 cents per hour. So if I... So let's try it.
So then times that by 24.
So 8 cents per hour. So take 8 cents times 8.29, so 8.5. And that is 68 cents. So very, very close. Yeah,
okay.
You're right. So,
yeah.
Nice.
Sasha!
So I said, so it's about, we'll say 0.085 cents per hour times 24.
That's
one day.
The reaction.
Yeah. Okay. Server's costing me about $2.04 per day.
That's
right, that's 62 cents a month.
No.
Or $62 a month.
$63.24
a month.
So Sasha's right with the math. Did you see how we did that? We took the cost, so 0.71.
Right.
So 71 cents, 0.71 divided by the time as given in that in hours. Mm-hmm. So we'll go 8.29 to make it perfectly accurate. So that's 0.08564, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Times. So that's per hour. 24 for 24 hours. So the actual real value without any rounding or anything is that, $2.06. Okay? Multiply that by 31, because there's 31 days in a month. And the server is costing me $63.72 per month.
Right.
To run it.
Uh-oh.
That's,
that's
where
a lot
this
of money.
This device cost less than half of that. And immediately is going to knock my electricity bill way down, because guess what's going to happen is I'm going to start turning off my server when it's not in use, or coming up with some other solution, maybe reducing the number of hard drives in there because that's using a lot of electricity.
Right.
So immediately this has saved me more than the value of the device.
Already, yeah.
Just like that. And I found one thing in my house that is bringing up my monthly amount to by more than $60. So here we've got bi-monthly billing, that's $120 per bill.
Wow.
Is that. And remember, I said the bill was $180.
Crikey.
You could get some solar panels on your roof or something.
That is significant, folks.
That's
is
a big
crazy.
Deal.
It is.
That's from two computers running. So, and albeit one of them is a server and it's a power hog.
Yeah, but still, like, how many families out there have, like, two or three computers, right?
Exactly. You have all these computers all hooked up. You got, you know, everything else. You've got, and we tend to keep old stuff. Like, oh, we don't, you know, for the kids' playroom, we're just going to keep that old TV because we don't want to, you know, why bother spending the $120 to replace it with a flat screen or
good
something,
old
right?
Right.
And
except
meanwhile,
that
it's costing you that. So the only way to really know is to have something like this or to have the genius to be able to do what Orange Man did. But hey, this one I can just take and plug in, and it gives me the actual cost.